Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Da. Trying to double task. Day with what? I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the house listening. I'm going to open up the chat room. You can go to the chat room by going to Blog Talk Radio, giving yourself a self-promotional name so I know it's you, and I'll promote you if you're in the chat room. Glad to do it. And we'll get it started. Even though Blog Talk Radio hasn't been sending out my notices on time, I haven't gotten Betty Jo's in a while either, so I don't know what's going on with that. Anyway, why don't we just have a little fun keeping it Spanish.
Señor. Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So, come along. I'm on my way to Cuba, that's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark eyed stellas light their fellas, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
Rocky Horror Show. Betty Jo Tucker Movie at Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always having fun here. Always having fun. Okay. Well, I don't know which way to go today. Feeling a little Apple Sisters?
Kill her, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing actual fishnets.
I love fishnets.
Yeah, for fishing.
Wait, actual fishnets?
There's a trout stuck in them. Can you get it out?
Kill a daddy, make me a star. Murdering papa, take me far.
Yes, I will.
Daddy, father, make them say that we're gonna be stars today.
Yeah.
Kill a daddy, make me a star. Kill a daddy, make me a star.
Show at Gotham, November 4th at 8 p.m. with Kevin Meaney. You want to check that out? Make your reservations today. Yeah, let's see a little. I'm trying to think of what I want from Tom Carosa here. Always fun with Tom Carosa. You know, I think nothing says fun like the First Amendment in Scotland. Here we go.
We have now an act called the First Amendment. The First Amendment are an American comedy troupe with a difference. Their show is based entirely on suggestions from the audience. As you can imagine, such a freewheeling style of comedy results in all kinds of outrageous humour. Political assaults, clever mimicry, and sackings for BBC producers. Well, will that happen today? Will that happen today? We don't know. But I would like now for the First Amendment comedy troupe to introduce herself. The First Amendment, please. Who are you?
I'm John Fulweiler.
Hi, I'm Tom Carosa.
I'm Linda Hill.
Bill McLaughlin.
Hi. Hi, glad to have you all aboard.
Glad to be here.
Oh, hey.
What are you saying?
Love your haggis.
Oh, yeah. We love our haggis too, especially the people from Edinburgh. Yes, I've thrown down the script, ladies and gentlemen, because it's improvisational comedy time. Bill, I think you're going to explain a little of it to us.
That's right. We'll be taking suggestions from you in order to create what we do up here. And to start, we could use some cities from the United States that you'd like to see these people from. So we need three cities, please.
Three cities from the United States. Can you raise your hand, studio audience, if you can think of a studio for a studio? A city from the United States. You, sir, thank you for raising your hand. bit of a visual joke there, viewers. I mean, listeners, don't worry. Well, I wish you were viewers sometimes, honestly. A city from the United States, sir.
Detroit.
Detroit?
Detroit, Michigan. Thank you very much, sir.
Detroit,
another
Michigan.
One.
Another one? Another one?
Good
you, sir. A city in the United States.
New York.
New York.
New York. We've heard of it. New York
yep,
City.
Okay. And
one
new
more.
Battle.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois.
Okay, you have your three cities. Off you go.
Okay. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Talk Too Much, the American talk show where you can't talk too much because... That's a talk show. Okay, today we've got folks from all over the United States. Well, actually, two of them from the Midwest and one from New York, but who cares? And what we're going to do, we're going to come to you for a question about something important in the news that you'd like these people to discuss. You're going to find out what they think, what's inside their head, if anything. So, let's find out who's here today. Panel member number one, where are you from? What do you do?
It's good to be on the show. It was his, my name's Tony Zappia. And I come from Brooklyn, New York. It's a great city in the United States of America. And I run a pizza parlor. I'm studying to be a brain surgeon when I grow up.
There you go, a future brain surgeon, and you can tell. Panel member number two.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Rudolph Hyanga. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, where I'm the founder and co-chairman of the Institute for Completion Workshop. We find that a lot of people have frustration completing things, so I developed a program to help you. And we find that a lot of people who come to our completion workshop in Chicago never really actually make it into the building. We have to go out on the sidewalk, get them, and bring them in. But once they're in, they're very happy, and we try to help everybody who comes to us.
Well, we're glad you made it today. Panel member number three.
My name is Darcy Demure, and I come from Detroit, Michigan, where I am the lead singer for the girl group, the Dinelles. Following in the footsteps of the Supremes, the Marvelettes, and other people with S on the end of their name.
All right.
Thank you. Hello, Edinburgh.
All right. It's the Etism. All right. Now this is the important part of the show where you get to ask us about an important issue in the news you'd like to hear these people discuss. So if you could get from someone out there an important issue in the news.
An important issue in the news. I'll just pop in here and ask you, madam, an important issue in the news. Do you have a question? Yes, indeed. Yes,
we have time for 10 more.
I'm sorry, I asked the chair by mistake. We have a man over here who looks like an official from the BBC, and I think you are Mr. Gorgeous, aren't you? Okay. And a question in the news for these people up here.
Senator Dan Quayle.
Senator Dan Quayle.
It's not a question, it's a name.
Senator Dan Quayle. What would you like to know? His sexual preference? Anything in particular?
Well, I'd like to interject something there. I believe he's Bush's running mate. Am I correct about that? Yes.
Gee,
yeah.
Well, you really
now, you know something about Bush. We talk about Vice President Bush at the completion workshop all of the time. In fact, I wrote a bit about him in a book about, in my completion book, but it's not finished yet. But anyway, we talk about politics and how politics, I feel, is a complete hologram for the truth. You know what I mean? It's somebody we could blame when we have a national problem. I personally am completely dissatisfied with Bush, and I hope he doesn't win. We're really hoping Dukakis gets in there because we're completely 100%.
Hold on. I know you're a doctor. You've been to school and everything.
Yeah,
but you know, I personally, like, I mean, it's not like I have anything against fascism. You know, I live in New York, but it's just that I feel like, you know, we had Reagan for 8 years, and, like, I've been working for, like, three of them, you know? So
yeah.
I don't like Bush, and besides, this guy Quayle, he looks like a Ken doll, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, a bird, he's a quail, he's a bird in the hand, and we got a Bush already, you know?
Yeah.
Let's get rid of him, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, New York.
Well, that's why
personally, we wrote a song about Bush because we really think that, you know, he helped out the Motor City because he bailed out Chrysler, you know, when everyone was bankrupted, you know, and, like, he was all for that and everything, and so we said, like, hey, Bush, you should be here to stay, hey, Bush, you know, it's really kind of catchy, just like his whole campaign, really, you know.
Well, that's why I'm for the caucus. I mean, we've had enough of the Reaganism. I mean, it's not just affecting our country, it's affecting
You know what your problem is? You're stupid.
I'm stupid. You're telling me I'm...
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Oh, no, my hair's falling.
Well, that's about all the time we have today.
Beautiful.
Two people gave Bush the bird, and one of them likes him. So let's hope that Quayle doesn't fly with us. That's all for now. Goodbye for
Fox. New York! New York! Chicago!
From New York, the First Amendment Comedy Troupe. The First Amendment Comedy Troupe appearing at the Pleasance Theatre, Venue 33, until August the 27th, not the 25th, but the 27th. So they'll be appearing there until the 27th at 10 p.m. And wow, a gorgeous bunch of fun bundles they were.
I just wanna dance tonight. in the cup of fire, the knife is relieved. You're looking sexy, you wanna text me. If this were a bar, I might be friendly. But tonight I'm on lock and you ain't got the key. I just wanna dance tonight.
Won't have a show tomorrow, but you can listen to any of their shows in the archives. Lots of fascinating celebrity interviews. You want to check that out? Next Tuesday will be the Rocky Horror Show with Barry Bostwick talking about those crazy wild Rocky Horror Picture Midnight shows. So you want to check that out next week. Oh, the elections. Oh, brings me back to my favorite election song. Here we go.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you under 5 million reasons to Edgar Billiak and Stella Fortinas if you vote for me.
Elect us as president and it's smart thing you've done. You're getting 2 heads for the price of one.
What this country needs is a woman's touch. Oh, now if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president... President, there'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon, and night winds all would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen. cones would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore or drumsticks that fell sharp before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
As well. Parental Guidance on Facebook, always a leader in fascinating things going on in the New York City area and worldwide, and keeping track of Boston. Okay, the band. All right, what do we have here? Guest 241, if you have something to promote, just type it out there and I'll shout it out. Okay, as long as it's legal. That's my only thing, right? Oh, wow, time goes. We're down to the last 4 minutes. Oh, this crazy train. Let's go, Rena Strober. Don't forget to see me at Gotham, November 4th, 8 p.m. For me.
You've got to listen to my words. Oh,
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby, and I'll be appearing at Gotham Comedy Club November 4th, so you don't want to miss that. Tune in to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Okay, one's playing, one's not. Let's see if this one plays. Here we go. And we'll have some fun with everything. Thanks for tuning in. My CDs are also available on CD Baby, so you want to check that out as well. Alrighty then. Well, it's a countdown here. I don't know why one of my things are playing. I'm having some trouble with the... Here, Betty Jo, are you with your sound on CD Baby? I mean, Blog Talk Radio? I am. Okay. Tune in again. Thank you very much. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Why isn't anything working for me? I just don't know.
Say, man, that's a peppy rhythm. I've got the funk in my trousers for sure. I like bananas because they have no bones. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin starred in Home Alone. If your dog has tartar, go get him some of those little doggy bones. Yeah, if you got something, something, something rhymes with bones. Yeah, for $8, call a psychic friend on the telephone. Ha ha, if you're going deaf, the doctor makes you listen to tones. My cousin Vinny's got a trailer park in Rome. Ooh, yeah. If you eat some uncooked pork, you'll sit around and moan. Yeah. Oh, do 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 do. Something that rhymes with bones. Yeah.